Most crops don't need high-level security from the paddock to processing, but that's the reality now for a new breed of farmers trying their hand at medicinal cannabis. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars protecting crops with the latest security measures. The first crop of Australian-grown medicinal cannabis will soon be available, but to grow it, farmers first have to guarantee it won't end up on the black market. Marty McCarthy reports.
Biometric finger scanners, motion sensor lasers, top secret locations and even armed security. These are some of the modern measures used to protect Australia's first ever crops of medicinal cannabis. And they're worth protecting.
Look, in medicinal cannabis, certainly the oils that are produced in their pure form around the same as gold, around 30,000 or thereabouts US per kilo.
Adam Benjamin's company, MediFarms, on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, was the first in the state to be given the green light to grow the controversial crop. So secret is the location of his farm that we had to meet at a local cafe instead.
Some of these conversations are exciting when you have senior police who've come to the facility to look at what you're doing, and we've invited them in. We've had military advisors come in. When even they are quite impressed by this, we know we're doing the job right.
The federal government legalised the growing of medicinal cannabis late last year, but getting a licence to do so is difficult. The biggest hurdle for farmers is proving to the regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, that the marijuana won't be stolen.
Imagine having all sorts of questions thrown at you, like, you know, well, what happens if someone arrives with a gun and what are you going to do?
Mr. Benjamin can't give details about the measures he's using to guard his crop. All he can say is that it's expensive.
Depending on the size of your facility, it will start to move into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you can, well worth it.
MediFarms is one of 12 companies in Australia now licensed to grow or manufacture medicinal cannabis. There are about 65 applications still being assessed. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
If you asked me 6 months ago, I would have said that would be an extraordinary number. It's exceeded all of our expectations. I think that's the farmers voting with their feet.
While none of the 75 applications have yet been rejected, some farmers have withdrawn from the process because the required security measures are too expensive or too tough. Growers and manufacturers also have to prove the vehicles they use to transport cannabis on the roads are safe from hijackers.
This is a product which the medical authorities say is at risk of unsafe use or criminal diversion. So you can't have anything other than high safety and security requirements.
The Australian Medical Association is supportive of more research into medicinal cannabis, provided crop does not end up on the black market. Only one licence holder actually has crops in the ground. Cultivation of that crop will start soon, meaning Australian-grown medicinal cannabis will be on the market by mid to late 2017.
Marty McCarthy reporting.